The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks traveled to the Pacific Northwest to face off against the Seattle Kraken for the second time in as many days. Following a wild 8-5 victory on Friday afternoon at the Shark Tank, San Jose is looking for a more measured effort as they begin a 6-game road trip in the second half of back-to-back home-at-home contests against their Pacific Division rivals. Coming into the game tonight, the Sharks are still in 8th place in the Pacific Division. They're in 14th in the Western Conference with an 8-13-5 record with 21 points. That technically puts them tied with Anaheim in the standings, but Anaheim has played fewer games, so their win percentage is a bit better. Seattle is just ahead of both the Sharks and the Ducks with 23 points, so a victory tonight for the Sharks would get them even with Seattle in the Pacific Division standings, something that Seattle is going to definitely try to prohibit. But before we get into today's game, let's review what happened yesterday at SAP Center. It was a wild contest, 13 goals total scored by both teams, a season-high 8 for the Sharks. First time they've scored 8 since October 9, 2018, when they did it on the road in Philadelphia. The scoring started early when Tim Liljegren got the puck on his stick just 2:07 after the opening faceoff. Inside Kraken territory, new combination comes on the ice. Ferraro and Liljegren for San Jose on defense. Up front, it's Wennberg along with Toffoli and Luke Cunnan. Wennberg digs it free, beats Toffoli behind the net, feeds it over near side, shot, score! Tim Liljegren gets that pass from Tyler Toffoli. He saw Toffoli behind the net, and he started breaking in from the point. The perfect pass got to the top of the circle, and he lets one go up top. Timothy Liljegren makes it 1-0 Sharks, and for Liljegren, that is his third goal of the season. But Seattle would fight back and give a hint of what was to come when Oliver Bjorkstrand, a big-time, big-moment player, came through.
Here comes the Kraken down the right wing. Oliver Bjorkstrand's wrist shot at the circle went high and wide. Bjorkstrand back behind the net. There's Granlin right back into it, taking a hard hit, bouncing it up the boards, and Will Smith lost it. Oh, right in front, they score! Will Smith lost the puck. Bjorkstrand was underneath the D. The pass went right on the tape, and he put it up top on Vanecek, and it's 1-1 just as quickly as that.
Throughout the course of the game yesterday, a new line combination with Mikael Granlund at center, Will Smith on the right side, and Klim Kostin on the left was very effective. Kostin would pick up his first goal of the season at 16:25 of the first period, and that put the Sharks in front.
So Liljegren hustled at the left boards. Final seconds of the power play. Zetterlund took a drop, moves in, tried the shot, blocked by Evans. Eklund, now Zetterlund, one-time shot, save made, rebound, score! Klim Kostin! Right place, right time, right move. Zetterlund got that shot. It was a great save by Grubauer, but the rebound popped out. Klim Kostin gets it and makes it a 2-1 Sharks lead.
But then the Sharks gave one back off a faceoff as Chandler Stephenson, a 2-time Stanley Cup winner, would get the puck all by himself right in front of Vitek Vanecek.
Off the draw. Oh, Stephenson all by himself. Backhand shot, score! Stephenson, the center, got underneath the Sharks' D. Everybody kind of went toward the puck in the faceoff circle, except Stephenson, who found a clear lane in. He went to the backhand and put it right through the wickets of Vanecek, and it's 2-2. Once again, the Kraken respond quickly.
Mario Ferraro was in the box 2 minutes for interference when Shane Wright would notch one with less than a minute to play in the period, and that put Seattle back in charge.
Right side, Bjorkstrand walking down the wing to the half boards. Throws it back to the right point. A couple of exchanges of passes. Riker Evans gives it back to Stephenson. Now Bjorkstrand rips it, save, rebound, score! Bjorkstrand put it off the end board and it came over to Shane Wright. Empty net to tap it in. That is a really tough penalty to take. A power play goal for Seattle. Shane Wright, with 43.2 seconds left, makes it 3-2 Seattle.
But then the Sharks would explode in the second period, and that line combination of Granlund, Kostin, and Smith would be right in the thick of things. Will Smith would score a beauty to get the Sharks even.
17 and a half to go in the second. Shane Wright, good faceoff win for the youngster against Granlund. And so it's poked back to center, but Granlund's back defensively, leads it up ice. Here comes Will Smith moving in, shooting it, score! First the back check by Granlund, and then the vision by Mikhail Granlund, and then the zone entry by Will Smith, and then the shot by Will Smith. Will Smith ties it up 3-3 at 2:32 of the second period. And how do you like that chemistry, folks? It looks pretty good.
That particular play showed tremendous chemistry between the veteran setter, Granlund, and the rookie winger, Will Smith. Head coach Ryan Warsofsky says that chemistry is good to see.
I think Granny can really help him. Give someone, obviously Will, with a similar hockey IQ. They see the game extremely high level, and I think it'll be good for these guys to try to create some a little bit of chemistry and keep them rolling here.
With the Sharks even 3-3 after that Will Smith goal, Shane Wright would get a second power play opportunity and score his fourth of the season, but the Sharks had a very strong second period, scoring four times. Jake Walman would get things even at 8 minutes and 24 seconds.
Liljegren put it in the air, batted down by Zetterlund, lead pass Eklund in the middle. Stick handles across the line with Celebrini. He sends a pass across the rink for a breaking Zetterlund, who poked at the puck to try to get it behind the goal line. Eklund, but Seattle Kraken able to tip it away. Brandon Tanev on the left side. Nice defensive seal there by Celebrini, who checked him off the puck, then steals it, then passes ahead. Eklund drops it back. Shot, score!
Redemption for Jake Walman. Celebrini made that whole play work with the defensive play in the neutral zone, but then the tip backwards by Eklund, and Jake Walman, who was in the box when Wright just scored that power play goal, blasted it past Grubauer, and the Sharks are even 4-4. And then Granlund would take a pass from Klim Kostin and Will Smith and put the Sharks in front to stay.
The Sharks are back the other way. Might take a nice bounce for Kostin. He's got it in the offensive end. Hands off to Granlund. Moves it. Shoots. Score!
How sweet it is to have Mikhail Granlund back in the lineup. Great settle there by Klim Kostin. Spun off the check. Fed it for a breaking Granlund down the middle. And he beats Grubauer to put the Sharks in front 5-4 with 6:50 left in the second. Macklin Celebrini would extend his goal-scoring streak to three games. Ethan Cardwell would get his first NHL goal. And by the time that Jake Walman put the puck into the empty net for his second goal of the game, it was all over but the shouting.
McCann, good rush up the ice through center, across the line, little drop pass for Wright. He's got two goals tonight, but he can't get the shot away. Now it's fed all the way down toward the empty net. Score!
Jake Walman, that's going to be his second goal of the game. And it came from the goal line all the way down on a clearing play. And the Sharks have an 8-5 lead. And so now it's on to the rematch tonight at Climate Pledge Arena. Where can the Sharks be better? Well, all of the talk inside that Sharks dressing room today is about defense. Henry Thrun says the Sharks need to be much tighter when they don't have the puck.
Yeah, obviously, letting in five is not ideal. And it's something that, the way the game was flowing yesterday, it was kind of a shootout and just, going back and forth, which we don't play a lot of games like that. So it was definitely interesting and kept it exciting, at least for the players and I imagine the fans too. So for us, there's some things we got to clean up defensively that I'm sure we'll go over kind of today throughout the meetings and just clean up certain areas around the ice, hopefully keep it a little tighter.
William Eklund agrees that defensive hockey is something the Sharks have to think about not only tonight but on this road trip.
Yeah, obviously it's not ideal to give up five goals, and that's something we're going to work on today, and we want to score as many goals.
And Coach Ryan Warsofsky adds that the areas for improvement are not only in the defensive zone.
In all three zones, we need to be a little bit tighter. We've got to be underneath pucks a little bit more. Giving up five goals is not a recipe for success in the long term here. So I've got to tighten up defensively and with our puck play and just a little bit structure-wise coming out of our breakouts. Obviously the two goals we give up early there, one on the faceoff, one on a breakout, and one out underneath the puck. So we've got to make sure that's a big key tonight.
Because Seattle is such a good puck possession team in the offensive zone, Henry Thrun says that patience on defense is as important as aggressiveness.
Yeah, no, they got a couple good players, whether it be, Beniers or McCann or Montour, guys that can hold on to the puck and kind of wait for the right play. So as you said, it's something that you have to stay patient but also know to be aggressive at the right time. We always say you don't want to be shadow boxing and just kind of following them around. got to wait for the right time to strike and close on your guy and then swarm around the puck. So for something, when we play a team like this that has that talent, it's something we're conscious of, but we don't really necessarily let it change the way that we're going to try to defend.
Join us for the rematch at 6:30 Pacific time right here on the Sharks Audio Network, the Sharks and the Seattle Kraken. That's the Teal Report. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.